Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring? Hi, can you hear me?
Sorry,
Hello?
Shireen. I have Michael Gladney on the line. I was hoping you could help me out.
Yeah, go ahead and transfer, please.
Thank you.
Hello, Michael?
Yes, now.
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Again, I do want to state this is a recorded line. Was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I have some good days and bad days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope nothing but the best for you, okay? I'll try to get through this as quickly
yes,
as possible. I know it's really difficult to talk about. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
B cells.
Is it diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what date were you diagnosed?
My diagnosis date was October 13th of 2022.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Do you happen to have the address of where you sprayed it?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I know
okay.
So many times.
Okay. Do you happen to know what city that address was?
Houston.
Houston, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, ma'am.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 31.
Okay. And how many years would you say you've sprayed Roundup for?
From 2014 to 2022.
So about 8 years?
Yes, ma'am, about 8 years.
Okay. Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
It was twice a week.
Okay, in your lifetime, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay, and the phone we're speaking
yes.
on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the following questions are going to be yes or no's. They're going to be based off your past and present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
And have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, hepatitis B, or an organ transplant?
No.
And have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And have you ever had a family history of cancer?
No.
And your name, is it M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name, is it G-L-A-D-N-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
Junior.
Junior? All right, so I have Michael
yes,
Gladney Jr.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you currently married?
No, single.
Okay, and can I get your date of birth?
3/29/91.
Okay, and can I get your social?
636-220052.
Okay. Can I get your height and weight?
5'5", 180.
Okay, and can I get your email?
D-E-W.
B-E-W?
Yes, D-E-W, Gladney, G-L-A-D-N-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
At iCloud.com.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I have B as in boy, E as in elephant, and W as in world for the first three letters?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then for your cell phone number, I have 281, or sorry,
hold
for
on,
your
hold
phone number.
Hold on, you said, I'm sorry, you said D-E-W?
No, B as in boy, E as in elephant, and
no,
W.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
D
sorry.
As in dog.
Oh, D as in.
D as in dog.
E as in elephant, W as in world, your last name at iCloud.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 281-636-9956?
Yes.
And is that your cell or your home number?
Cell number.
Okay. And what date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup?
When I got tested.
And what date was that?
Oh, yeah, my test date. That was October 11th of 2022.
Okay, and how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I seen a thing on Facebook, and yeah, I just seen it on Facebook, but when I went to the hospital, they did a urinalysis test, an MIR, and a biopsy.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many times a year would you say that you sprayed Roundup for?
How many times a year?
Yeah. Rough estimate.
I was doing it like twice a week.
Every month out of the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, twice a week. So about 104 times a year. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, that sounds
okay.
About right.
And how many exposures would you say you've had to Roundup in your entire life if you had to pick a number?
All right.
I guess like 100.
Okay, so you did say that you've had about 104 exposures a year to Roundup. So in your entire life, how many exposures would you say you've had to Roundup?
Oh, in my entire life.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2014 to 2022.
So about 104 times a year, and you used it for 8 years. So the math on that would be around 832. Does that sound correct, or did you have more or less than that?
That sounds right.
So 832? Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start? When would you say that you started spraying Roundup? You said 2014. What month?
April
of 2014. And when did you stop spraying? I know you said 2022, but what month?
October.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay.
I didn't think I had to.
Okay. And what state, I just want to confirm, you sprayed it in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
And how? Where did you apply, and how big of an area was it applied to?
My garden.
Okay.
It was grass killer, so yeah, it was my garden.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your first exposure to Roundup? Was it by using it at home for the first time?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And do you get your water from a well?
No, I get it from my sink.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, no.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Oh, concentrate.
Okay. And where did you purchase the Roundup? Do you remember what store?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
I believe so. I have to find
okay.
it, but I believe so.
Do you know for sure, yes or no?
I'm not for sure.
Okay, so we can put no for now.
Okay,
and do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay.
No.
No worries. The attorneys do ask if you happen to have any Roundup in your possession or any receipts or anything like that, just please hold on to it and do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the following 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. I'm going to try to get through them as quick as possible, okay? Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No, I get disability.
Okay, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I lost my job.
Okay, so sorry to hear that. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, no.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, yeah, I'm on disability.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes, my doctor has it.
Okay, and can I get your current full address, please?
13122 Kingston Point Lane, Houston, Texas, 77047.
Okay, so I have 13122 Kingston Point Lane in Houston, Texas, Harris County, zip code 77047.
Yes.
Okay, and do you remember the date that you started your treatment?
Oh, I believe my treatment. Oh, let me see. I think it was in October of 2022.
Okay, was it like the date that you were diagnosed or the day after?
Oh, it was on the 15th.
Okay, the 15th.
Yes, ma'am. 2 days after I was diagnosed.
Okay. And then let's go back. Okay, so what were the dates that you were unable to work when you started your treatment? I know you mentioned that you lost your job. Is that because of your treatment or because of your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. It was because of the treatment.
And when did you lose your job? Do you remember? Was it October?
Yeah, it was in October.
Okay, so you lost your job in October 2022?
Yes, ma'am. After the treatment, I was weak and vomiting and stuff like that. So.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that. And then in regards to your disability claim, is there any details that you'd like to add? Is it because, did you start your disability claim because you lost your job?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Jason Weston.
And where did he treat you? What facility? Or, I mean, diagnose you, I'm sorry.
MD Anderson Hospital Cancer Center.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Is this where you were also diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I'm sorry. Is this where you also treated?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. This was when I was also treated. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. No worries. That was my fault. So you were diagnosed and treated by the same doctor, too?
Yes. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
And then do you happen to have his phone number or no?
Oh, yes. Where is it?
There is one on Google, but I didn't know. There is one on Google, but I didn't know if you had a number that you wanted to provide for him.
Yeah, 713-792-6161.
Okay, that's the same one on Google. And then were you treated at the address of 1515 Holcomb Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that was the same address you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just writing it down. Alrighty, and then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Oh, chemo, radiation.
Okay, anything else?
And I had pain meds.
Pain medication as well? Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
I live with my mother.
Okay. And do you have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And you said that's your mother?
Uh-huh. That's
Can I get her phone number, please?
One second.
No worries.
346.
Mm-hmm.
556.
Mm-hmm.
4813.
Okay, and can you spell her first name for me?
R-H-O-N-D-A.
And last name?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Okay. And the last thing, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Horribly. I lost my job. I lost hair. I've been in pain a lot. I don't have a lot of energy like I used to.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that you went through that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly go through the information with you. I'm going to try to do this as quick as possible, and then I'll send you over the documents. If I'm going too fast at all or if something sounds wrong, feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around October 13, 2022. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed Roundup at home. You don't recall the exact address, but you know it was in Houston, Texas. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 8 years, and your diagnosis is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Your first name is Michael, spelled M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name Gladney, spelled G-L-A-D-N-E-Y, and Junior. I have your social as 636-22-0052, and I have your date of birth as March 29th, 1991. I have your height and weight as 5'5", 180 pounds, and I have your email as D as in dog, E as in elephant, W as in world, Gladney, iCloud.com. I have your cell phone number as 281-636-9956. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 108 times a year. I'm sorry. Yes. Was it 108? I'm sorry. You said you sprayed it twice a week?
No. Yeah, it was.
For 52
it was
weeks?
Like 103.
104. Yeah. 104 or 103?
104.
Okay.
Yeah, 104.
I don't know why I typed in 108. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's weird. Okay, I'm sorry. So you sprayed Roundup roughly around 104 times a year. You started spraying roughly around April 1st, 2014, and you stopped spraying roughly around October 1st, 2022. You sprayed it in your garden in the state of Texas. You sprayed it residentially, and you were exposed directly by spraying it yourself. You've roughly had around 832 exposures in your entire life. You purchased a concentrate, and you purchased that at Home Depot. In regards to employment, you lost your job in October of 2022, and you haven't worked since due to treatment. You also filed a disability claim because you lost your job due to treatment. I have your diagnosing doctor and treating doctor as Dr. Jason R. Weston. His phone number is 713-792-6161. You were treated at MD Anderson Cancer Center, and the address I have for the physician is 1515 Holcomb Boulevard in Houston, Texas, zip code 77030. You started your treatment October 15, 2022. You received chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication. I have your current address as 13122 Kingston Point Lane in Houston, Harris County, Texas, zip code 77047. And I have your emergency contact as your mother that lives with you. Her first name is Rhonda, spelled R-H-O-N-D-A, last name Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Phone number is 346-556-4813. And we do have permission to contact this person if needed. So far, so good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like me to change your ad?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just went ahead and sent you a text with the documents. I just need a couple signatures from you. Give it about a 10 seconds or so. You should receive it on your phone. Did you receive it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and click on the link in the text. It's just going to ask you for a couple signatures. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text with my information. If you need me for any reason or you need to reach me with any questions or anything like that, this will be my main point of contact. If you happen to know of anyone that used Roundup that was affected by it as well, you can also send them my contact information as well. I'd be more than happy to help them. And then if you have any questions regarding the documents, let me know.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I just received them. With that being said, Michael, again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to contact me at that 949 number. I do want to thank you so much for your time and your patience with me over the phone. I really appreciate it. The attorneys are going to be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours. It is also Friday, so I'd give it until Wednesday for the attorneys to contact you regarding the case. They just need to verify the case with you over the phone. So just be on the lookout for the call. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. But again, Michael, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing a little bit better, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.